Will you remain standing to hear the Word of God, the Gospel reading today from John, the 10th chapter? Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the Word of God for the people of God. I can remember, as if it were yesterday, sitting on the couch in the living room in Jackson, Tennessee, when my dad came in and handed me my graduation present. And I was so excited because I kind of had a feeling of what it was going to be. And it was something that jingles when you shake it. Y'all are kind of getting there. And it jingled a little, and y'all are thinking, four quarters. No, that wasn't it. It was more than that. But it jingled, and it was in an envelope, and there was a little tag on it, a little piece of string attached to something. Y'all are getting better. Yeah, I can hear it. Groans coming. And my dad came in and said, "Congratulations, you did it." And I said, although my mom had already kind of told me, that it was going to be car keys. Oh, I was so excited. Oh, yeah, yeah. Are y'all getting that? Either one of y'all? No, no. No car, new car, no. Used car, any kind of car. Already got a car, right. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Maybe, no, huh? February the 4th, already got it. Okay, all right. So y'all know how excited that you can be. I mean, you're thinking, this is great stuff. But you know, my dad always had a way of attaching work to gifts. Anybody ever do that with you? Anybody ever give you and say, "Now you get this, but here's what goes along with it. Here's the gift, and here's the responsibility." He said, "Well, here's the keys. It was a 1968 Monte Carlo. That's a nice car." Yeah, how many of y'all think that was a nice car, by the way? So he gives it to me, and he says, "Now, by the way, there's no money for gas. There's no money for insurance." And I thought, insurance? Why do you need it? Anyway, so insurance, there's no money for gas, and it needs a new set of tires, and it probably needs a good washing. And it hit me that this gift came attached with a lot of stuff, which I was not prepared to handle. I thought, I don't have money for insurance. I don't have money for tires. How am I going to do that? And I said, "Dad, well, how am I going to take care of this car?" He said, "Get a job." Now, that was my graduation present. Of course, I kept the car, and I think my first year at college, it actually got rear-ended on Fortification Street in Jackson, and that was the end of that Monte Carlo. How are we going to make it in life? Were any of you, when you graduated, or were you guys today maybe, were you concerned, how am I going to make it? It's a tough world out there. It's a tough place. There's a lot going on. And how in the world am I going to make it? Can I say something? The church can give you a gift, and we can pray for you, and we can do a lot of things for you. But can I tell you something? You've already been offered, perhaps through this church, perhaps through another church, the greatest gift of all. You've already been offered Jesus Christ. And here's how he comes in the scripture today, and here's how he describes himself in the scripture today. He says, I am the gate, I am the gate of the sheepfold. Today on the calendar and the lectionary is called Good Shepherd Sunday, every fourth Sunday of Easter. It just so happened that when Connie began to plan and we began to talk about when we would do the recognition service and honoring our graduates, she said, well, I think we need to do it on the 4th. That's the schedule that'll work for everybody. They're going to be in town. And so I looked at the scripture. I thought, I've never used the graduation Sundays later in the year. It's in May or maybe even sometimes the last part of May. And so I never have an opportunity to preach this passage on this Sunday. So it hit me how appropriate and how literally true this is. We need somebody to guard the gate for us. Moms and dads, grandparents, you're sending them out. And you need somebody to watch over them, right? I'll never forget when we carried our daughter Rebecca to campus, and Lynette guy said, how'd it go? We were living in Starkville. It wasn't far to go. And she said, I just dropped her off at the place she was going to live and waved at her and said bye. And I said, you didn't say take care of her. You didn't cry to the dorm people, please take care of my daughter. Well, no. And it hit me all of a sudden. We've already done that in the church. We've already offered that. We have given the good shepherd for the sheep. This is one of those I am sayings. You know, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. But here he says, not I am the good shepherd. That's later on in John. Here he says, I am the gate of the sheepfold. Now, I've never been to the Holy Land, but my good friend Sam Morris, who preached many times at camp meeting, has said this numerous times. Every time he went to the Holy Land, every time he would visit with those people who had a background of shepherding, he would hear the same story. And he would ask, now, what does it exactly mean for the shepherd to be the gate? He said, well, there were one or two or three ways it could happen. One, they would be out in the midst of just the open fields, and they would find some wood or rocks, and they would build a little enclosure, and it would not be very protective, and they would herd the sheep in at night to keep the wolves and the predators from getting them, and they would herd them in, and then literally they would just lay down over the entrance. Nobody gets in. Sheep don't get out. Sheep will stray, won't they? Amen. We will stray, amen. So the shepherd, the good shepherd, the gatekeeper, the gate, the portal, the opening, lays down and says, nobody's getting my sheep. Guys, I hate to tell you this, but there's somebody better than mama that's going to go with you when you leave here today. Because he says, I laid down my life for the sheep. I'm willing to fight off any predators. I'm going to do, well, let me just say this. There's two things that the gate protector, somebody might say you could call it the portal here. You could use a modern term. Maybe it's a matrix. Maybe it's an opening to what's going to happen in life the next day or the next hour or the next moment. But can I tell you, there is not a single moment, I believe this is, do you believe this? There's not a single moment that the Good Shepherd is not watching over our children, grandchildren, and us. Amen? You believe that? It's how you can send your children to college, right? It's how you can send them off to go to work to earn money for tires and gas and oil and a wash job on that Monte Carlo. It's how we can do it. You see, we believe that. You see, I think the shepherd is the gate. He's the gate. He literally lays down. Or maybe there was a cave, as it was around Bethlehem, where they had little rock enclosures. And there, the shepherd would not lay down, but he would just lean up against and block it so that no one could get in to attack the sheep, and the sheep couldn't wander astray. I heard this years ago, and I like it, and I've used it just about every graduation sermon I've ever used. I wish somebody had said that to me when I was graduating from high school and later on from college. I wish they had said to me that life is going to be one of two things, and sometimes it's going to be the same thing at the same time. It's either going to be a journey or it's going to be a battle. Hear me carefully. It's either going to be a journey or it's going to be a battle. And can I tell you something? For most of us, it's going to be a journey combined with a battle or a contest. I've read story that all the great stories of the world are that. The Odyssey is a story of the journey. The Iliad is a story of the battle. You hear it in the great stories that we tell in our culture. If sometimes our life is a journey, is an adventure. Sometimes we get a new job, we move to a new community, we go to college, we fall in love, we fall out of love. We have a baby. We lose a baby. See, life is going to offer us adventures. And I don't know if anybody's telling you this, but life can be tough. Amen? So how do we make it through that? Life can be a battle. We get sick. A relationship ends. We lose our job. We face any number of trials in life. And I could ask you to name yours since you graduated from high school or college that take us from the adventures of life and make it hard just to get through the day. Amen? Graduates and parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and those praying for graduates today, can I tell you something? When life is more like a journey, we need a shepherd who will lead us in that tender care. We need a shepherd who will guide us into the light, will keep us to by the green pastures and by the still waters. We read that earlier. Thank you, Diane. When life is a journey, we need a shepherd who will do that. But can I tell you something? When life becomes a contest, when life becomes about the things that we're losing, when life becomes the things that are coming against us, you know what we need then? We need a shepherd who will stand in the gap and battle and protect and provide. You see, we need both of these. We need both of these. Can we admit to ourselves that just a little bit nervous about sending our children out? Anybody remember the first time your child got a driver's license? You remember that? You remember when you first got your driver's license? Do you remember how you felt when you handed them the keys? You remember how I felt when they drove out of the driveway? There's a great commercial for one of the life insurance companies or auto insurance companies. And the daddy is standing there and he's saying, I'm worried. And the mother comes up behind and she says, it'll be all right. And he says, how do you know? The first time you left the house, you wrecked the car. So we don't know. We have to trust. Talking to Hal this morning back in my Wesley days at Ocean Springs. Great folks there. I wish Kathy Ustry could be here today. I'm not going to sing it, Hal, but we had two great people in that church. We had a lot of great people in that church. But one couple in particular, Joey and Terry Fountain. Joey died here recently after a battle with Alzheimer's. And I think often about Joey. He really couldn't sing very well, Hal. He was sort of a monotone. But Terry liked to sing. And she said, Brother Ron, we have this great song. It's called My Holy Shepherd. And she sang it to me. I said, well, it's a nice little ditty, Terry, but what does it say? She says, my holy shepherd watches over me every day. My holy shepherd meets my every need every day. My holy shepherd takes me to heaven every day. I hadn't thought about it. The good shepherd is the gate to life. Any opening, good or bad, that happens in your life or my life, can I tell you who's laying across the entrance of that, guiding it and protecting us and showing us the way and providing for our needs and meeting our needs out of His riches and glory? You know who's there's not a move that you will make in your life that Christ has not laid Himself down in front of you to be present with you. Amen. I remember graduating and they gave you a gift. And they made a speech. And I don't remember who spoke it. Anybody remember who spoke at your graduation? Maybe you did at your baccalaureate. But I remember thinking, I wish he would get through. We got a trip to St. Louis to go to the baseball game. And I wish he'd finish up. And I can't remember a word he said. But I do remember one little teacher, Miss Harden, my senior English teacher I love dearly to this day. And I remember she came up to me. And she just put her hand on my shoulder. And she said, y'all be careful now. And she said, God's going with you. And you know, she didn't mean that just to St. Louis. She didn't just mean it for a weekend to get away from graduation and go to some St. Louis Cardinal baseball games and do whatever else 18-year-old boys would do in St. Louis turn loose for the first time. No, she meant from then on. And that's what the Scripture says today. You say, what do we need protecting from? Why do we need protection? Can I tell you what? Here's what you need protection from. It's illness, danger, somebody that might hurt you, being corrupted, your own sin. And guess what? The Holy Shepherd has already taken care of that, because the Holy Shepherd has already laid down his what? His life for the sheep. And laying down his life guarantees us not only eternal life, but the forgiveness of what? Sin. You see, God's Word teaches us that we need protection from a lot of things, including our own sin. For all we, the Scripture says, like sheep have done what? Gone astray. And just because we're sheltering and have a shepherd that protects and guides us, think about this for a second. We're reminded today, our shepherd and our gate, he leads us on life's adventures. He protects us from all harm and all of life's dangers. And above all, he came to protect us and forgive us when we fail. Jesus said, I'm the gate. I love this. Listen, guys, whoever enters by me will be saved. And we'll come and we'll go out and find pasture. Can I tell you what pasture is for a sheep? It's life. If you will trust the gatekeeper, the one who lays his life down for you, if you will trust him, guess what? He will give you life and will give it to its fullest. You will find your life in Jesus Christ. Amen. And in fact, these are wonderful words. Because I don't know how you feel. Right now, you're excited. Gosh, having an engineering degree behind me would make me excited. Knowing that I'm getting ready to go off on a new adventure in school and pursuing the things that I want to do in life would get me excited. But can I tell you something? The most excited I get is when I know that whoever and wherever I go, Miss Bertha Hardin was right when she put her hand, God go with you. It wasn't a wish. It was a promise. You see, I pray this today, that may all of us as God's sheep find comfort. And may we hear in these words an invitation to come to the sheepfold whenever needed, to find protection, to find life, and to find pasture coming, going, that only Jesus Christ, our Son of God, our Good Shepherd, our gate, can offer. I remember one time for graduation, one of our Sunday school teachers in a church somewhere, I don't remember even where it was now, she said, I'd like to give them a little Dr. Seuss book. Oh, the places you will go. All you teachers know that one. It's a wonderful book. It's full of ideas and excitement. And I thought, we gave it to the book. And I remember we had a graduate that had, I guess, physical disabilities. And she was, I guess to use the word, partially blind. And I remember her coming up and she walked up to the front of the church like these young men did today. And we prayed for her and we presented her her gift. We got a copy of the book, Oh, the Places She Would Go. And she said in this wonderful phrase, she said, can I get that in Braille? I don't know what places you're going. I know where you're wanting to go. I don't know what places you've been since you graduated, but I know this, that the only thing I can say for certain is what Bertha Hardin told me when she said, don't get in trouble in St. Louis. Don't do something I wouldn't do. No, she said, God goes with you on my shoulder. Shepherd laying down the sheep gate. Nothing can get at me. And when I go out from his presence, I'm finding life. in its fullest, in its completeness. All my degrees and all my education and all my achievements and all the challenges and all the things, there is a God who will protect me and guide me and lead me on my journey and will make sure that nothing ill happens to me. Wow. I bet if we promised that to the community this week, if we had said, come to Mount Pleasant, we're going to promise you that the Good Shepherd's going to be with you always. Always. We'd have them lined up at the door. And we are. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you provide an opening for life. We'll find job openings, relationship openings. We'll find opportunities and new ways and new challenges. There'll be times in our life that it'll feel like an absolute battle and war. And yet, we know from the promise of the Scripture today that Jesus told His disciples at any age and at any time and in any place in life that I'm your gatekeeper. I watch over you. I provide for your needs. I protect you. And I'll be your God and your Lord and your Savior. And when you fail, I'll forgive you of your sins. What a great gift for graduates of any age, of any place. And Lord, thank you today that we have graduated from fear into faith. Thank you that we've graduated from a place of wondering what will happen to us, knowing that you'll watch over us and protect us and guide us. Lord, lead us in that faith. Help us to walk with you, knowing that you're ever at our side. That even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you're with us. That's the promise. We take it as a gift and leave here carrying it forward throughout life. For we ask this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.